Hey guys, it's Damien from Marketing Food Online. I've got a video tonight that I'm actually going to be responding to another question from one of my subscribers. I do enjoy doing these types of videos because, as I mentioned before, when I get a question from one subscriber, there's usually about a dozen or so other subscribers and people who are actually looking for an answer to the similar question. So as opposed to actually just going ahead and answering it, I want to just do a video on it and cover this question, and so I get a chance to answer it for as many people as I possibly can. And it's actually a question, believe it or not, that I get a lot. I get a lot of emails about this specific topic. And I think I've done about two videos, maybe three videos on this topic before. But I wanted to go over really quick a couple of different methods and a couple of different ways that you can come up with a price point for your product. But do keep in mind, all of the information I'm about to tell you has a lot of variables, and I'll explain what I mean by that. The old-fashioned way, before having e-commerce and having businesses online, you basically, let's say you have a product, you created it, it cost you a certain amount of money to create it, right? So you want to take it and you want to sell it to a retail store. This was before, you know, the e-commerce took off online and before businesses sold products like on Amazon or using a third-party platform, selling on like an Etsy and eBay. So you produce a product, you have a little bit of a margin in there, and you sell that to a retailer, but you have to sell it to the retailer at a low enough price that the retailer then can mark up the wholesale price that you gave them, okay? So they can make some money too, because that's what they're in the business for. So that scenario is kind of a really simplistic way of how business used to be. Now that you are producing a food product, or any product for that matter, it doesn't matter if it's a food product or not, but let's say you are making let's just say a cookie, okay? And you have a set amount of ingredients for that cookie, and it costs you a set amount of money to produce it. But now you're selling on Amazon, eBay, Etsy, you know what I mean? You're going online and you're beginning to sell it through another platform, but that platform is charging you fees to sell it to your customer who's going to buy it through that platform, okay? Hopefully that makes sense. But there's a lot of variables involved in that, and the reason why I say that is that when you make a product, it's going to cost you a set amount of money, correct? I've said that already. You go to Amazon now, you're going to post that on Amazon. Amazon has a certain amount of fees, okay? And it's going to be based on a handful of variety of variables that come into play. And also then at that point, are you going to offer free shipping, or are you going to charge your customers? Because if you offer free shipping, then you got to keep in mind that overall price that you're charging a customer, your shipping costs are then going to come out of that amount too. So I'm going to go over about four or five different ways that you can really calculate a price, but keep in mind that there's a lot of variables involved. And unless you have a preset methodology, if you will, of how you're going to ship your product, if you're going to charge your customers or not, the shipping aspect is something that a lot of times you may not think of, especially if you're new to e-commerce or if you're new to doing business online, you may not think about what it costs for you to ship it to your customer, because that's going to come out of your bottom line for that specific transaction, okay? So let me get into that really quick. So pricing when you're selling online, it is a different ball game when you're doing business online and you're doing it yourself and you're utilizing Etsy, eBay, or even your own website for that matter, because then you do have a payment processor, and that payment processor has a fee as well. So there's a lot of variables that come into play. So let's just start with Amazon, okay? So you go online, you create a product, you have a store on Amazon. Now what do? You want to make a profit, obviously, with that product that you're making, but you can't charge $100 for a bag of potato chips that you make, okay? That just doesn't make sense. Now you can make bundles and you can make groups of products, and you're putting multiple products together, which can increase the price point, which I always recommend that you do. But how do you figure out what you're going to make after everybody gets their cut? And then you got to ship the product, okay? So now there's two ways that you could do this. There's three. The first off, if you make a specific product, you can go on to Amazon and you can look up what do people who sell a like item, they may not sell the exact item that you're making, because maybe you either packaged it a little differently, either a larger bag or a larger container, or maybe you offer it in a flavor that nobody else makes, okay? Or maybe you offer it with an accompanying other product, okay? So if you make, let's say, a jar of seasoned nuts and then you offer some gummy bears, you know, just as a snack mix, as a combination of the two, obviously there may not be a lot of sellers that have that. But There are a lot of sellers that sell mixed nuts that are seasoned and have them packaged in a certain size. And then you also have a lot of people selling gummy bears, gummy worms, and those types of snacks. So you can go on and find out what do they sell them individually for, and then you're going to bring them together, and you want to know what it would be the total retail price if you sold the two together, okay? So I'm going to just do an example on the board really quick. So let's just say you went online and you're selling on Amazon, okay? Now, the two items that you want to put together, they have a retail price point, let's make this easy, of $20, correct? Okay. So they sell it for 20 bucks, okay? Now, you're making those two products. This is where the variable comes in, and this is where it's a little tricky, but you can still find your price point, but just keep in mind the different things that come into play. Now, the guy that's selling these two up here, he's just buying them and reselling them. He buys each one for $3, and he's like $6 into it, okay? But he didn't make it. He's just reselling them. Okay? So he's got $6 invested in it, but here's the variable. He has no time invested in it. Okay? The only time that he has is the packaging of it and shipping it out to the customer. He could buy the two items, bring it into his facility, put it on a shelf, sell it on Amazon, and then when he sells it, he takes it, put it in a package, a box, and he ships it. Okay? Now, if you're making a product, which a lot of my viewers, as you know, I'm trying to teach you guys how to actually make your own food products. Now you have not only ingredients, you have money invested in ingredients, but now you have time, okay? So you have to factor in how long does it take for you to make those two items, okay? Again, this is just an example. So this guy spends no time and he has $6 invested in it. Now you're gonna make it, but you can make it for $3, okay? So for $3, you can produce the same two items, put them together and bundle them and sell them, okay? But now you have to factor in, well, it took you 30 minutes to make it. So this is where the trick is. How much time, or better yet, how much money do you want to pay yourself for producing a product that takes 30 minutes of your time? Okay? So the retail value of it is 20 bucks. Right? Now out of $20 you sell it, well you gotta pay Amazon their percentage. Okay? So 20 bucks, and for this example, I'm not going to get into all the technicalities of the specific percentages, all the percentages off, because it's enormous. For the different categories, the different sizes, the price point, and all, I'm going to make it really easy for the example, okay? 20 bucks it retails, and let's say Amazon takes 10%, okay? So 10%, they're going to take $2, right? You're going to try to sell as much of this product as you can, so you're offering your customers free shipping. Okay? So your customer's not paying you anything more than $20. So now you have to ship the product. And let's say your shipping cost you $5. Okay? So now Amazon takes out their cut of $2. Now you have to ship it, that's five. So now you've taken $7 off the top. But you haven't accounted for is your ingredients yet. Okay? And back up here, we said we can make those for $3. So now you gotta take off another $3 off of that. So now two, five, and three is 10, okay? So now 50% of your retail price point is gone already, okay? So it costs you $3 to make it, right? $2 in a fee, and then you have to ship it, okay? So now what's left over is 10 bucks. So now from that, you have to remember that now you take from that $10, you're going to have to reproduce the product again. So it costs you $3 to make your next one that you want to sell because you want to obviously stay in business and that's how you make your product. So it costs you $3 to produce it. That's for your next one. So now you're walking away with $7. So out of a 30-minute time span, let's say it took you 30 minutes to produce this one product. It sells for $20. Fee is 10%, which takes out two. Then you got to ship it, and then you got your ingredients, and then you have the product ingredients for your next product because you got to have the margins for that. So you take $7. So in 30 minutes' time, you've made $7, okay? And that's for producing those two individual products that you bring together. So this is one methodology, one method of actually doing figuring out what you want to charge for your products, okay? because you got to also keep yourself within the guidelines, within the measurements, if you will, if you want to use that term, of what is it that your competition's selling it for, okay? So if you're making a product for $3 and people are selling it for $10, you're not going to sell yours for $20 because nobody's going to buy it, okay? So you got to keep it within that mark. This is where, when I started my business, my food business, now that we have over 400 items that we make, it became very tricky at first to figure out how am I going to make a profit? How do I price this stuff? Okay. But now I figured out there is a way, there's a method that we actually use to make the product, which cuts down on the time. So I don't have to sit there and calculate, you know, I'm going to spend 10 minutes on a product to produce it and I want to pay myself $15. But then that product, that thing over there makes me only, takes only 5 minutes and this takes only 2 minutes. So it'll get confusing. So now I'm at a point where I kind of use competition and competitors' price points. And whether they make it or not, it doesn't matter to me because I know that when I produce a product now that I know what it costs to make all of the items I make, then now I know that the margin is perfect. The margin is where it needs to be. We have some products that are hugely profitable. And to be honest with you, we have some products that I put up that I don't even make any money on. I break even. And there's a reason behind that, and I won't get into that in this video. I'll have to do another video on that reason. But there's some stuff that I break even on, and I'm totally fine with that. Because some of the stuff that we produce, the margins are anywhere from 37 to 42%. And it's just astronomical. But again, a lot of my customers, like on Amazon and eBay, these customers purchase. I had a lady a few days ago that purchased 400 pretzel rods. And the order itself was literally almost $800 for just one transaction. And our margins on that specific product are very high. And I'm not telling you that, you know, just to brag or something. I'm just telling you that when you produce a product, keep in mind that it's better off to have a line of products, a handful of stuff instead of just one, because you can make a lot of money over here on this specific product. And you could turn out a ton of product over here that you may just break even on. But again, it allows you to sell tons of product, and you get out more and more products to more and more customers. And then those customers come back and end up spending a lot of the high ticket, high margin items. So it's something that's worked good for us, and I'm going to stick with it. So now that is just an example for Amazon. Okay. So again, if you are going on eBay too, the same calculations, the same method that I was using over here can be applied to eBay. Where the variable comes in, and just keep this in mind, Etsy, eBay, and Amazon have different types of fees, okay? That's the trick to it. You have to understand the fees, and you have to understand, and again, to throw another aspect into it, is if you begin to use FBA. If you use FBA, that's a whole nother ball game, because then you're producing a product, you're shipping it, cost you money, right? Shipping it to FBA, shipping it to Amazon. Then Amazon warehouses it. Then Amazon fulfills your order. Then they have fulfillment fees. Now, those are different than just seller fees when you're selling it directly yourself, and seller fulfilled orders are a whole different fee schedule. Okay? So that's where the variable comes in. That's what I meant earlier when I first started talking on the video. Bottom line is there is no clear cut one specific method that will work for all these different platforms. Okay? It used to be that way when you just sold to a retailer, you could either use a distributor or a wholesaler. You have a wholesale price, or you say, hey, 20% off of the retail, that's flat, done, finished, easy to go. It's not like that when you're using a platform to sell your products on. It's a different ballgame. So keep this in mind. Don't get discouraged or don't get frustrated when you're trying to figure out, hey, you know what? I got to figure out how much is your ingredients cost, your packaging, your labeling, everything that goes into your final product costs you something, okay? You got to factor in your cost, your time. You got to factor in your label. You got to factor in your packaging, if it's a bag or a container. Then you got to package it. You got to factor in the ingredients, okay? And then if you're shipping it, how much does it cost you to ship it, okay? If you're charging your customers, that's different. If I charge my customers $5, then I ain't got to worry about that. $5 comes out of their pocket, doesn't come out of my bottom line, okay? So, but then again, offering free shipping, and then sometimes even sellers actually factor in the shipping costs into their retail price point. That happens a lot. I don't necessarily do that. It's just because our margins are so big. I don't need to do that. Not on all of our items, but most of the items. But some sellers will do that, okay? So hey, you might want to just charge your buyers a $5 flat fee to ship. I don't know. Depends on the reason why I say I don't know is it depends on the size of your product. You know, if you're bundling 20 cans of soup, obviously that's going to weigh like 20 pounds. So you can't just give away free shipping. If you're selling 20 bags of popcorn, it probably weighs less than 4 pounds. You know what I mean? So it depends on the product itself. You have to know your shipping, know your ingredients, know the platform that you're selling on, be aware of the fees, and then from there, create your retail price point. Okay. Now, some people you'll notice, let's say you make a product, some people who can produce a product, there are manufacturing facilities that can put out the same product you're making for 50 cents that it costs you $3 to make. And that's just a fact of life. Unfortunately, that's just the way it is. But you can still compete with them because you can bundle. You can offer a different flavor. You create the product needs to be unique unto itself. If there's 20 people who are selling the same item, you can still get in there and get your piece of the pie. It's just come up with a creative idea of how do you bundle it? How do you package it? Can I add this or can I give this away for free? If you buy this, I'll give you this for free. That will attract the customer. You don't have to reinvent the wheel and you don't have to remake a salsa, but maybe you make a flavor of a salsa that's just not out there. That makes it a unique product that people will pay more for. So I hope this breaks it down for you. I hope you understand the methodology, I guess, if you want to say, behind how to create your price points. There's a lot of variables when you're selling online, so keep that in mind, okay? If you have any questions about pricing or anything else for that matter, again, guys, please let me know down below. I'm always here to help. Anything I can answer, I will definitely try to find the time to answer your questions. And I appreciate everybody who has subscribed. And if there's anyone that you know, maybe a friend or family who could you can use my channel, please do let them know. Send them my channel or email them or let them share my video as well. So thank you, guys. And again, if you like my videos, please do give me a thumbs up. It does help me to get some feedback. Hey, if you don't like my videos, that's fine too. You can give me a thumbs down. I always appreciate the positive feedback. Thanks, guys.